Online, mobile, on demand. This is SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to M&T Bank Stadium here in Baltimore, Maryland, as we try and wait for Franklin as they are state champions 35-21. Our score, and let's go now to the podium with Anthony Burgos, the football coach.
These guys, if they're able to do something like that, to face that adversity, to stick together, and to come out in almost a calm manner like they did, take control of the game.
You know, I talk to these guys all year long and say, you know, football is more than a game of football. It's about life, you know, and I think that kind of exemplifies what we're trying to teach them over here at Franklin High School, is that you got to stay poised, you got to stay calm, you know, you can't let the situation get bigger than what it is. And these guys did a tremendous job of just dealing with adversity for you know, young 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids to be down on a big stage like this where all the momentum is going the other way, the crowd is in their favor, for them to stay poised, you know, that's things that they're going to carry a lifetime, you know, and hopefully they carry it as they go into adulthood, you know, and learn from these things.
Coach, the two turnovers in the first half, one, look like you're getting ready to score a touchdown, and yet again, I mean, talked about poise down in the turnover battle, it's not often you can come back and win like that.
No, absolutely, and I think that's what kind of, you know, kept these guys poised, because I think they felt, you know, and I told them, I said, we had plenty of opportunities in that first half. You know, we're down in the red zone. We're, you know, about to cross the goal line. Unfortunate situation, you know, and then for him to come back and play tremendous in the second half. So it was about, you know, I think the guys did feel like we did have some good positive things going on. We just, you know, we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot and didn't capitalize when we need to. So, you know, it's part of the game of football. And, you know, hats off to Damascus. I think that's a tremendous football team, one of the hardest-working guys that I've seen, you know, that we've faced against. They stayed true to their game. They ran hard. They blocked well. So, you know, I thought it was a tremendous football game on both ends.
Coach, at times when they came out in 4 wide, it looked like secondary-wise, you guys were just playing man. Was that because you wanted to load up and stop the run, or did you feel like, hey, shut down one-on-one without being a free
safety? Yeah, I mean, there's no mystery. We got some of the greatest skill guys in the state. You know, these guys, we're pretty confident that any team that we line up in a passing situation, we're gonna be advantage Franklin. So, you know, if 4 wide and they were going to throw the ball, that's what we were kind of hoping for all game long. We were hoping to put them in a situation where they had to throw the ball. And if you look at throughout the playoffs, that was a key situation. Anytime we can make a team throw the ball, these guys are so skillful and so fast, and they just train so hard in the off season, and they do all these 7-on-7s, and that's our strength. So, you know, we're going to lock up man-to-man. You know, obviously we got 2 guys, you know, going to West Virginia. We got a corner that's going to West Virginia. We got safety that's going to be a big-time Division I player. We got another guy who's going to be a big-time Division I player. So that's our strength. So we're fine with that.
Coach, you hadn't used Steven too much offensively the last 2 games. Was this out of necessity that you went
through? Well, I don't think it was that we didn't use him offensively. I just think that they were focused on him and they were taking that away from us. And, you know, when you got 5-6 guys who can create different plays, it's, you know, a situation where, you know, Steven was in a position where, you know, he's more of a decoy in certain situations and we're able to hit other guys. These guys are unselfish. They're not worried about, you know, how many times they touch the ball, who gets a touchdown. They just want to win. And obviously, I told Steven, you know, at halftime that, hey, it's time to turn it up, you know, and I think he did that.
You're hearing the Franklin Indians post-game press conference as the players are now heading to the podium. You just heard from head coach Anthony Burgos. As you hear the players stepping up, we'll send it back down stairs where the Indians are. Indians win 35-21 over Damascus, back-to-back state champs.
To be down 21-0 going into halftime and come out on top means a lot. Like I told all these guys, I didn't want any of my seniors to have to go to college and not win the state championship and doing it twice. So to do it twice for them, it means a lot.
What was going through the guys' mind when you guys were down 21-0? Was there any doubt, or were you guys thinking we still have a shot?
It was more of, sorry, my voice is on. But mainly it was more of just keeping our guys up. Whenever they got up, we clapped it up, and just, we gave them that point. And it was more of just us keeping our composure as a unit and a team.
Steve, on that last touchdown, it looked like the defensive back that was on you, it looked like he got caught looking at either the outside receiver or the inside receiver, and then you were able to get inside position. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, basically. I don't know what he was looking at, why he wasn't focused on me, but got the inside position and put the points on the board.
Guys, how does this compare to last year's championship?
This is a lot better. You know, I feel as though we overcame a lot of more obstacles this year. And last year was not given to us because we had a lot of players and we had more leadership this, last year. But this year, you know, we had to step it up. I had to step it up on defense, you know, make a couple plays, keep our guys nice and composed, you know what I mean? So we all got to dominate, you know, and that's what we did at the end of the game.
We all had to step it up just because everybody played down. Like, we was down in the beginning, so as soon as halftime came, we just had to turn it up a notch, and my guys just did that.
These guys clicked in, and we clicked in for him, so we had a nice connection.
Tell us a little bit about the passing game. I mean, you brought Steve several times, especially that first one. That was kind of like the touchdown last year where you put it up there for him to make a play.
Hey, I'm going to give my guys a chance to get a little time. I just got to make sure my linemen did a tremendous job at pass blocking me, so I just made a good throw, and Steven did the rest.
This is for Patrick, Burrell, and Darius. Just talk about the running game, especially in the second half. You got to really kind of, you know, establish your running game. And Darius, just talk about bouncing back after that fumble in the first half.
My coach came up to me and talked to me saying I had to let it go because if I didn't let it go, I wouldn't be able to play for the rest of the game. And I'd be out of my mind. I would just, I'm sorry, I'm a little tongue twisted because, you know, really emotional right now, senior year. But, stepping up was a big thing. And I knew that if I did a good job running the ball, that my Steven, Jordan, and my quarterback can do their thing and then we can win this game.
Yeah, the line, we had to put it on our shoulders the whole game. We knew that if we can get that running game going, it was going to cause them to, like, fill the box for L and basically open up for Steven and Jordan and getting the ball out. So the whole time we were just grinding it out each time. Every play, focusing on giving Darius and John Boy more time, more space, opportunities to make plays. And that's what we did.
Yeah. Why do you guys think you were so effective in the running game? Both Darius and DeAndre, you guys made tremendous yards after contact.
It's just the will to get the first down, getting more than first down, touchdown.
Is that
good blocks from the O line and Rod Receivers blocking?
We have playmakers. You know they're gonna make
and because we're the 1-4 combo. Yeah.
How are you guys able to stay focused all year? I mean, you had its first tough game in the season was against Capitol Hall. Mm-hmm. He didn't lose sense, and honestly, he wasn't playing some of this competition that he's been playing in the playoffs. So, how are you guys able to stay focused and throughout the whole year not have any letdowns?
That was more focusing on what we had. We had athletes in open space, and we had athletes in the backfield. So, basically, it was just more of us putting the two together. Because when we started clicking as a unit, we were unstoppable for.
We stay. Chemistry is close. We family.
We all family. We stay together. We stay strong, fighting for every day, the next play, the next game. Each play by play, we're going to gain, and we're going to keep grinding. And that's what we're going to do.
How have you guys dealt with the expectation, the burden of expectations, I mean, from this time last year? I think a lot of people expect you guys to be here tonight. I mean, just talk about, you know, the year of pressure and the year of high expectations.
I don't really think it was pressure because everybody knows that Franklin has a big bullseye on their back, and that's every year. So it was just the same old, same old. And it was just our job to get back to the ship and win it.
So is this the dynasty coming?
You know it. Watch out next year.
Getting our little guys ready.
Yeah.
You guys going to play Calvert Hall again next year?
I don't know.
I know my guy's ready.
we might schedule the Ravens next year.
Realistically, how hard do you think it's going to be to repeat champions?
Well, it's going to be very hard. You know, we got a young, older guys are leaving right now. We still got a couple guys that's going to take the role and take our place. And they got to get a leadership like we had to get this year to overcome those obstacles that we had to overcome from last year, which is basically leadership. And, we had a great leadership last year. We had to step it up this year, and look what happened. My state's again, 2-peat.
We got to find those guys. Those guys who's going to step front and be like, I'll take that one play, coach, even though they haven't been out. They've been out and on the field most of the time. We had a bunch of guys this year who were going back to back to back, like Luis Belamontes. He went from defense to offense to special teams, even on kickoff and all. And mainly it's just about those guys who got a motor, a want, and a will to just get it done, get the job done. Yeah.
Steven, do you feel like it's part of your role next year to be one of the leaders on the team?
Yeah, most definitely. Because all these guys will be gone. I'll still be here. And I got tremendous playmakers, young guys, so I feel like I'll have to step up. And a couple other guys have to step up. And we got the talent, so we just want to have leadership. And a lot of people going to say something about 3-peat. So when we pick up a season next year, it's going to be more about take it one game at a time. And don't focus on the 3-peat. Just take it one game at a time, week by week, game by game. And I think we can do it again.
All right, thanks, guys. I think that's good. That's the end of this final team. They let them celebrate with their team.
All right, as you heard from the press room from the Franklin Indians, the final score, the Indians 35, the Damascus Hornets 21, 35 unanswered points for Franklin. They were down 21-0 through about a quarter and a half. They got to 21-7 at the half with a resounding 30-yard pass from Jacquez Adams to Steven Smothers. And then they just went off in the third quarter. Got the touchdown right after the kickoff. Remember, they did not have possession in the first half. They did have possession coming out in the second half. 35-yard run by Keandre Burrell made it 21-14. Adams to Smothers later in the quarter following a Damascus turnover, 21-21. And then again, Adams to Smothers, this time from 12 yards out. A long gap of scoring from the middle of the third quarter to late in the fourth quarter. It seemed both defenses had gotten their footing, but then Franklin broke through with a drive of 7 plays, 48 yards, 2:50 elapsed time. That drive ended with 2:56 left to go in the fourth quarter, 28-21. Damascus threw an interception. Franklin went 3 and out later in the drive. Damascus got the ball back with one final play. They ruled it a backwards pass fumble and recovered by Smothers. 12-yard fumble recovery for the score, and that would make it 35-21. Just a remarkable performance by the Indians, and they repeat as state champions. They won it in 2013 for the first time. This is state championship number 2 in 2014.